From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For the 28th day of May 2013, I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers for today, mainly after 3 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 70 degrees. There will be light southeast winds becoming south at 5 to 10 miles an hour in the morning. The chance of precipitation today is 30%. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 1 a.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Thunderstorm mainly after 1 a.m. with a low around 56 degrees. We'll run down the full week's weather in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, the Catskill Rail Trail is set to open this week. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the Catskill Rail Trail project is about to become a reality. The 1.5-mile trail will have its official opening on June the 1st. The trail runs along a portion of the abandoned Ulster and Delaware Railroad between the Mountaintop Historical Society property and State Department of Environmental Conservation lands at the end of Laurel House Road. The trail is available for non-motorized use. The grand opening event on June the 1st will take place at the Mountaintop Historical Society on State Route 23A in Haines Falls and will feature remarks from the organizations that made the trail possible. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Freeman. In Hudson, the Democrats have announced their slate of candidates. The Hudson City Democratic Committee announced late Monday its slate of candidates for the November election. According to a statement released by committee chairman Aaron Enfield, the committee endorsed 2nd Ward resident Victor Mendolia for mayor, incumbent Donald Moore for common council president, and newcomer Heather Campbell for city treasurer. Enfield said the committee interviewed more than 24 candidates for a total of 18 positions. He said, and I quote, "The Hudson City Democratic Committee feels confident that these individuals represent the best candidates to unite the city and move the city forward," end quote. A program note, Victor Mendolia is a WGXC programmer. Finally in the news, the Chatham Board is now declaring their opposition to the SAFE Act. Parry Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper, the Chatham Town Board recently approved a resolution declaring the board's opposition to the New York SAFE Act on the grounds the legislation is unconstitutional. The resolution also requested the law be sent back to the legislature for reexamination and full review. With passage of the resolution, Chatham adds its name to a list of municipalities statewide calling for repeal or review of the gun control law adopted by the state legislature in January. A copy of the resolution will be sent to the governor and to Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin and State Senator Kathy Marchione, among others. You'll find that full story in the Columbia paper. So yesterday's forecast for a decrease in showers and an increase in sunshine has gotten a little shaky. Today's forecast is for a 30% chance of showers with a high near 70 degrees. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms with a low around 56, and that's an 80% chance of precipitation. On Wednesday, showers are likely again. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 80. Wednesday night, more showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. And the chance of showers will persist through Thursday, with a temperature high near 86 degrees Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 65. Friday and Saturday are promised to be summer-like, with temperatures in the 90s during the day and the 60s during the night. On Sunday, there'll be a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 86 degrees. And for back to work Monday, it's back to a chance of showers once again. The sun rose this morning at 5:23 a.m. and will set at 8:22 p.m., giving us 14 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. So that wraps up today's WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. It is Tuesday, the 28th day of May 2013. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.